J-Mac is with us. James McDonald, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. We've just spoken with James Cummings for 20 minutes. We're going to get 20 out of you, mate.
Trust He's got a sweat.
Well, you're there today. You've got, well, here's Duff. Are you going to take us through them? I guess the big group one, we just can't wait for it, Duff.
No, we can't. What do you feel? What is she? What sort of feel is she giving you, James? Very elegant. She's first up here today.
Yeah, she's going good, Duff. She's been ticking along with a couple of quiet trials, and I've ridden her in work as well. She feels really well at the moment. She's really fresh, so probably couldn't have her much fresher for this assignment over the 7 furlongs. And I think most of them are in the same boat as what she is. She's a stayer, resuming, and it's just whether she's looking for that bit further or she's got that freshness in her legs to sprint really well. So, albeit she's last preparation over 7 furlongs, I felt she should have almost won, and that was a really good performance that day. And so hopefully she replicates that and brings her again.
You're happy with the way she's relaxing? I know you say she doesn't pull as hard as she looks like. She's pulling. She's just got that awkward head action. But are you happy with the way she's reacting to you as far as settling's concerned?
Yeah, 100%. She definitely doesn't pull as hard as she looks, especially in those staying events last season or last preparation. But she definitely has come back a couple of notches this preparation, that's for sure. She's nowhere near as aggressive. But we've got to see that race day yet. But I think those earmuffs have really settled her down. And I just hope she can run out a really strong 1400 and see if she's in for a really good preparation.
You know how good Avilius is. You've won on him, so you know the opposition to a certain extent.
Yeah, he's a star, obviously. He will sprint well, and obviously I've ridden Unforgotten last season. She was really good on good ground as well. So it's going to be a good competitive race, and you could make a case for many of them in that field.
Yeah. Race 3, True Detective, he's back to the dry and looks a good ride.
Yeah, really, really nice horse by the looks of him. Another little competitive race, but he's been racing really well. Even he took on the older horses last time and just got beat, and there's been a couple of winners out of that race since. So his form's standing up really well, and he looks to get a really good run if he jumps and does things right. He looks very hard to beat.
Desert Path, expected a little more last time, but he could improve third up at this distance.
Yeah, he'll need to, though. He's obviously battling away there, so I'd like to see a more forward show in. But drawn 5, he should get a lovely run from there and shouldn't be too far off them, and he should battle away okay. It's obviously, these 2400 metres races, they change results every week, so
exactly.
Hopefully it's his birthday.
Tenley, you've won on her in the past. We know she's unbeaten on dry tracks.
Yeah, she loves the firm ground, and she's going to definitely get that today. She's been ticking along quietly with a few quiet trials, and she feels really well. She obviously will appreciate when she gets out a bit further as well, I feel. But the 6 furlongs is perfect for her first up assignment, and obviously taking on a really good bunch of fillies. She's going to have to be on her A game, but she's going to have every chance from very forth.
I just want you to comment on Flit as well. You did ride her in the Percy Sykes. She was very good there.
Yeah, I was really disappointed that we couldn't get a result on her that day, because she deserved it after her performance. She'd come from well back, and I thought she would be a star in the making as a 3-year-old. I thought she's a very good filly, and but she's just met a really good group of fillies, so if she's taken that necessary step from 2 to 3, well, she'll be a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure.
Dyslexic for Team Hawks, pick up ride. Nice mare when right.
Yeah, she's got a real awkward barrier from 15, but the positive is it's only that one bend to go round from 1100, and she looks to there's plenty of speed in the race, so she'll get back a bit, and hopefully she'll be charging late. She'll need the speed on, but she looks a really nice horse, fresh on good ground as well. So looking forward to riding her.
And you finish with the Avenger, who he slogged it out, winning well last start.
Yeah, he's going well. He is what he is. He'll go around each week and perform to the best of his ability. This is a pretty strong race with a couple of those spirit horses in it, but he'll give a good side anyway. He'll be thereabouts, and if the two of those good ones have an off day, well, he'll be thereabouts.
Well, we can't wait to see a number of these horses back, James. Good luck today. Just a little bit of work to do this morning.
Yeah, always a little bit of work. See that time of season where it's just taking a bit longer to get to it. But at least there's a spring in the steps, especially with a big race day like today. So looking forward to it.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, James.
How long was that?
That was about 6 minutes. Yeah, 6 minutes.
5 minutes.
Oh, 5 or 6
good.
Minutes. Yeah, I reckon for you that's nearly like 20 of James.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like squeezing an orange, but anyway.
we could ask one more and say, what's the pick of the ride, pick of the day? But
you'd be pushing it.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Have a good day. Righto. James McDonald joining us on Racing HQ.